pulled at the engine, and it started up again. Barrett marvelled that anyone could appear to be at so ease on the water, moving about the boat gracefully, turning it, and giving the engine full throttle once he had it aimed back in the direction of the open sea. His passenger sat towards the front, and once he had composed himself, he enjoyed the slight breeze and the sprays of water that came over the side from time to time.
"I assume that you're taking me to see Taylor,"
he shouted over the noise of the engine. The young man smiled, apparently in agreement, and Barrett told himself to relax. Even if this man wasn't Simon and didn't speak a word of English, what did it matter? He had become so tired of his predicament that he no longer cared what risks he took. What could be worse than the calamities that had so recently befallen him? The boat left the harbour, rousing a couple of birds, which Barrett assumed were gulls. They seemed unconcerned at both the boat and the small wake that made them bob up and down. Barrett could see further up the mainland as Arcos shrank behind them, and noticed that Taylor's Island was still quite sheltered, despite being half a mile out at sea. Along the coastline to the north, there appeared to be army buildings of some kind, but they may well have been older fortifications. They were too far away for him to be able to see whether they were still in use. To the south, the coastline.